Blog Talk Radio.
Persecute me and deliver me.
Persecute means oppress. Lest, L-E-S-T, means otherwise. He tear my soul like a lion, rendering it. That's L-I-O-N. I don't know if I said it where you can understand it, but the word is lion, rendering it, and rendering means tearing it in pieces while there is none to deliver. Verse 3 of Psalms chapter 7. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, or yes, I have delivered him without cause, is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yes, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. In Selah, that is a word used in the Bible, and it means God has spoken in some places. And then in other definitions that I found, it's like at the end of a Psalms. Yeah, at the end of a Psalms. Verse 6 of Psalms chapter 7. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself because of the rage of my enemies, and awaken for me to the judgment that you have commanded. So shall the congregation, and a congregation is a gathering of people usually. It could be a gathering of animals or anything, something like that. Nonetheless, in the Bible, I think congregation means a gathering of people, of the people, compass you about. Compass means surround you or around you about. For their sake, therefore, return you on high. Verse 8. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity. Integrity means honesty that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Amen, I say to that. But establish the just, for the righteous God tries the heart and ruins. In another Bible, instead of ruins, it is the word mind. Verse 10, my defense is God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wit. Wit is spelled W-H-E-T, and that means sharpen his sword. And he has bent his bow and made it ready. Verse 13. He has also prepared for the instruments. Let me read that again. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained. Ordaineth means ordered his arrows against the persecutors. And I'm thinking, ordered his arrows against the persecutors, and persecutors are oppressors. Well, what does his arrows have in them where he can target the persecutors? Let's read on, and let me be about my Father's business. Let me stay focused on reading his word. Verse 14, he travails. Travails here, I'm going to say We all struggle with iniquity. That may not be the correct word. Let me just say, travails with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen in the ditches, in the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. Pate, P-A-T-E, means head. Verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. See, I have finished reading Psalms chapter 7, and I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding to Psalms chapter 7. And if you did not quite understand it, I implore you, or I ask you, to go and read it again. Let us have a word of prayer before we start reading from the book of Luke, chapter 8. And I need to put my pencil here so I can remember to get there easily. Did you stop to say a prayer this morning, Sheep? Did you think about our Heavenly Father? Well, if not, I'm going to say a brief prayer, and hopefully it will cover all. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Father God, we say thank you for not letting us be in the flight of winter or on the Sabbath day. We thank you for keeping natural disasters as well as physical disasters. I am not thinking this morning, forgive me. From Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, thank you for giving us your sheep sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, family, peace, courage, boldness, prosperity in everything, restoring us, restoration, and awakening our minds from this deep sleep and following what is written in your word, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy for those ministers or pastors or whoever are feeding your sheep on tomorrow. Let them come to your word, and that is to remember the Sabbath. If they do not know the Sabbath day is Saturday, then I'm telling them. In your name, I say this prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This day, Sabbath, the Sabbath day, is the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You can read that for yourself in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, I believe. Also, it is found in the book of Deuteronomy, that is the Ten Commandments, verses chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. You can also read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, where it says, God blessed the seventh day, and he had done all his work, I'm just paraphrasing, on the sixth day, and the seventh day he rested. He made it holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and my longtime listeners know to have their three P's ready. That is their pencil, paper, or pen. Now, last week or a week before, I'm concerned about the feast days of our Heavenly Father. And you can find those in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. And I'm going to find the correct spelling of it, because I am not feeling my best. It's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. Leviticus chapter 23. It tells you about the feast days, and I am concerned for you sheep who are not getting fed the feast days. Now, I was in the Baptist church for well over 40 years. One of my brothers told me I was in the church for at least 50 years, but I have dropped out sometimes. And, of course, I no longer go to the Baptist church. After I left the Baptist church, I learned during the Seventh-day Adventist, and I learned that the Sabbath day is from Friday evening until Saturday evening. That's one of the things that I learned. But I have been going to different churches now. I have come out from among all churches and read the Bible for myself, because that's what my Heavenly Father told me to do when I was a young woman and I was afraid to feed his sheep, as he told me. And I said to myself, he could not mean for me to stand in front of the people, because I am afraid. My voice used to tremble, but I'm getting better. I thank God for that. Again, I am concerned about you sheep who are not getting fed the Word of God. And I have found two churches that feed the Word of God. One is called the House of Jacob. It's located at 16145 Hamilton Avenue in Holland Park, Michigan. You can go there and learn. And I am concerned, what I want you sheep to do is start obeying the feast days. Now, many of you are going to celebrate the man-made days of Easter and Good Friday, but I don't want you to do that. I want those, my listeners, to follow the words that are written in Leviticus. Will you hold on 1 second and let me tell you what I want you to know? So, I want you to know that when I spoke with someone at the House of Jacob, I was told that the Passover begins on the 20th, and the next day is that same evening, the unleavening of bread, and that's for 7 days, as I thought I understood him to say. But I have a printout here that's I'm looking in a book. It tells us that the Passover is April the 22nd of this year, and that will be through the 29th. The Passover is April the 22nd, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread begins that evening. And that's what I want us sheep to do. And with unleavened bread, you take all the baking powder and stuff that you cook with out of your house. Now, the Passover is for from the Old Testament, like I said, from Leviticus. You'll find that in chapter 23, verse 5, the Passover, where the lamb was sacrificed and its blood was placed on the doors of the Israelite houses in Egypt, which God passed over when slaying the Egyptians' firstborn. So we are, if you don't know and have not been taught in your churches, as I had not been taught, and I no longer go to the Baptist church, we are the children of Israel. And they have some people, the other church that I sometime will attend, those young men have found that, and they are on West 8 Mile Road. I have not contacted them to see if I can give their address, but this is where you should go. You want to know the Word of God. And if God has not told you to feed his sheep as he has told me to do, then I refer you to institutions that does. They will read scripture for scripture and tell you the truth about what's going on. And they will not celebrate Christmas or man-made feasts. They will not celebrate Easter. And this is what I want you to do. Follow the Bible. Now, let us get into the book of Luke, chapter 8. I pray that I have explained myself thoroughly. Maybe not. But nonetheless, let's start reading in the book of Luke, chapter 8, starting at verse 1, because I'm all about being following Jesus' words, not following Paul. Although sometimes I will listen to Paul, but in the book of Acts, chapter 9, I want you to know, in verse 26, the disciples of Christ did not believe that Paul, Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, was a disciple. But in Paul's defense, I will say that he served God until his last days upon the earth. Now, let's start reading Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing glad tidings. Tidings means news to the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. Those were his disciples. And certain women, and that's, we're getting into today's lesson, is many women ministered to Jesus. Let's see, verse 2. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, those are sicknesses and illnesses, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuzar, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. Substance is their stuff. It could have been shelter or feeding him, as well as his disciples. That's substance. That's what substance means. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. And of course, you know, parable is a story. Verse 5, this is the parable. A sower is a farmer, went out to sow. Sow means to plant. his seed. And as he sowed, sowed means planted, some fell. Well, I'm going to put the word seed in here. Some seed fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down. Trodden down means to walk over or squash down. And the fowls of the air devoured it. Devoured means ate it, those that fell on the ground. And some fell upon the rocks. Remember, we're talking about seeds that are being planted. So some seeds fell upon a rock, and soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Moisture is water. Verse 7, and some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked it. Verse 8, and others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he said these things, he cried, he that has an ear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And Jesus, he said, I say unto you, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12. Those by the wayside, those seeds by the wayside, are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts. And when I say hearts, I usually replace it with mind. So she read it as I do, so that you can get an understanding that I have, and take it away the word out of their mind, lest, L-E-S-T means otherwise, they should believe and be saved. Verse 13, and on the rock are they which, when they hear the word, which they hear, receive the word with joy, and those have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fall among thorns are they which, when have heard, go forth, and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of life. Now that's what I did for the first 27 years after God had told me to feed his sheep, and I would not do it. And I'm just thankful that I have become obedient and bring no fruit to perfection. I pray now that I do have listeners that will come to our Heavenly Father and go to the place where I recommend, because they will be taught the word. At least each time that I attended, I was taught the word, and that's what I was hungry for, and I found it, and they fed me. Verse 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart or good mind, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth good fruit with patience. Verse 16, no man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, Manifest means clear or known. Neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. Abroad means made widely known or made widely current. Take heed. Take heed means, the word heed means pay attention. Therefore, how you shall hear, whosoever that has to him shall be given, and whosoever has not from him shall be taken that, even that which he seemeth to have. Verse 19. Then came to him his mother and brethren, and could not come at him for the press. The press here means crowded. It was a huge crowd, and they couldn't press through. Verse 20. And it was told him, the him is Jesus, it was told to Jesus by certain which said, your mother and your brother stand without, desiring to see you. And he is Jesus, answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are those which hear the word of God and do it. Verse 22. And it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples and said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Launched forth means to shove off. They pushed the boat off. Somebody pushed the boat off into the water and got in the boat. Verse 23. But as they sailed, he is Jesus here, fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Jeopardy means danger here. And they came to him, the him is Jesus, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. Well, raging means waves or billows. And I'm thinking that the waves were high or the billows were high of water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. Verse 25. And he said unto them, that he is Jesus, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. So they're leaving from Galilee, and they're arriving in the Gadarenes. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and were not clothed, and wear no clothes, neither abode. Abode means lived in any house, but in the tombs. So he lived in the graveyard. And when he saw Jesus, he, the man with the many devils, cried out and fell down before Jesus, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with you, Jesus? Jesus, thou Son of God, the Most High, I beseech. Beseech means to ask or beg you. Torment me not, for Jesus had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of a man, for oft time he had caught. Had, I think they should have said he was caught, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. Fetters means handcuffs or shackles, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legions, because there are many devils that were entered in him." The word legion means from 3,000 to 6,000 Roman troops. So legion here is saying that he has from 3,000 to 6,000 devils in him. Verse 31, and they besought him that they hear is the they are the devil. They besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. And there was verse 32 again. And there was there a herd of many swine or pigs, feeding on the mountain. And they begged Jesus, to him is Jesus, that he would suffer them to enter into them. The them here is the pigs. And Jesus, it says, and he suffered them. And Jesus allowed them or suffered them to enter into the pigs. Verse 33. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. That means they were drowned. Verse 34, when they that fed them, those were the pig herders, fed them, saw what had what was done, they fled. Excuse me, I have to burp. And went and told it in the city, it in the country. And they went out to see that they, if the people in the city, in the country, went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and found a man out of whom the devils departed, sitting at his feet, and Jesus clothed, and sitting at the foot. Let me read verse 33 again, at least verse 35 again. And they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus and found a man out of whom the devils departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also, which saw it, told them by the day that saw him. Those were the pig herders that they're talking about here. And they which saw also, it says they also which saw it, told them, those townspeople, by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Verse 37. And the whole multitude of the countryside of the Gadarenes around about besought. Besought means to ask or beg him. That's Jesus, are you sure, to depart from them, for they were taken. Let me see. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. So he went back to Galilee. You'll see that that was in verse 26, where he left from Galilee and went to the Galileans. Now, let's see, where did I leave off? Verse 36. They also, which saw it, told them by what means that he was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the countryside of the Gadarenes around about besought him with great fear, where they asked him or begged him with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. So he went back to Galilee. Verse 38. Now the men out of whom the devils were departed besought, or that means besought means to ask, or begged him. He begged Jesus that he might be with him. And Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your own house and show how great things God has done unto you. And he, the man with the man named Legion, went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, and they were all waiting for him. Verse 41, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. A synagogue is a place where people would meet to have church services, like a church, a synagogue is. And Jairus, let's read verse 41 again. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought. He asked him or begged him that he would come to his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Thronged means crowded him. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all of her livings upon physicians or doctors, which could not be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched means stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee. Thronged means crowded you and pressed you. And you say, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. I'm almost going to have to stop. Virtue is going out of me. Virtue means goodness, purity, and integrity and honor has gone out of him. So we're going to stop at verse 47 and pick up next Sabbath at verse 47. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one that constantly bothers us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name or in Jesus' name. Amen. Sheep, I want you to be cognizant of what you're being taught and know that you're not being Constantine, who said,
Father,
Sunday should be your day.
Help your children.
If it's God's will,
don't let them fall.
Remember
of the road,
our Heavenly Father, everywhere with you.
And teach them,
God loves them, and does that,
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus down, and I know He forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.